There's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Girl, let's talk the self-love playbook. So we are back with self-acceptance, the A in the EDA model. Make sure that you have your journals, your iPad, or your notes in your phone, whatever you want to jot your information on, make sure that you have that readily available. So we go through life worrying about the judgments of others and even more on ourselves. Once we learn to separate those judgments, we begin to accept who we really are. So again, like the last two podcasts, I'm going to ask you a series of questions and you're going to answer the questions. And of course, I have a quote ready for you guys. Are you ready? You are enough today. You were enough yesterday. You will be enough tomorrow. Mic drop. Yes, you are enough today, you are enough yesterday, and you will be enough tomorrow. You are enough. Don't settle for anything less. You are enough. Don't settle for anything, job, work, relationship, friendships, family ships. Don't settle. Just because they family don't mean that they have to be toxic in your life and you have to just accept that. Stop settling, y'all. Stop settling. Self-acceptance. Explore the good, the bad, and the ugly about yourself. So, right. The good, the bad, and the ugly about yourself. Explore what you can't seem to not quite yet accept about yourself. So, what is it that you can't seem to not quite yet accept about yourself? Remember that God wasn't having a bad day when he made you. If you don't love yourself in the right way, you can't love your neighbor. You can't be as good as you are supposed to be. The key to being happy is knowing you have the power to choose. It's a choice, not a result. Remember what to accept and what to let go. What is it that you like about yourself? So we are all glued to this negativity bias, right? It's kind of normal, second nature. We tend to focus in on negative things. So if you have to write a whole bunch of emotions down, right, you will find 9 times out of 10, a lot of people will write more negative emotions than they do positive emotions. That's our negativity bias. So let's not write anything negative. Write about what you like about yourself. Regardless of what you do, you're being judged by others. Being yourself and listing those things that you like about yourself makes happiness easier to obtain. Live your life on your terms. I am not perfect, but I am limited edition. Write that down. You are limited edition. You're not perfect, and that's okay. You're limited edition. So what can you do to not be so hard on yourself? What can you say to yourself? Remember that no one is perfect and life just isn't perfect. And it's okay to make mistakes. You are human. You have to go through certain situations and make certain mistakes in order to learn and grow. It's life. Embrace your life's journey. Focus your efforts on things that you can change. And accept the things that you cannot. You are enough today. You are enough yesterday. And you will be enough tomorrow. Woo! I love it. What is working for you and what's not? What's working for you in your life that you've tried? And what things are not working? What I do want you to do is let go of who you think you're supposed to be who you are. Let go of who you are supposed to be and just accept and be who you are. Once you have gone through these steps, you have learned all of you, all the different dimensions, all the different aspects, all the pieces of you, good, bad, ugly. You've already let it out. Now all you have to do is let go of that person that you thought you were supposed to be and be who you are, this person that you have wrote down. Accept it. That's you. Accept it. And we have made it through to the last step of the EDA model. I hope that this has allowed you to feel better. It has allowed you to face some hard truths about yourself that you have been hiding. So now you can better deal with them, right? Now we not running no more. We running up. So you face them. Accept it. It's not going anywhere. Accept it and love and be who you are. Try to write on a daily and give gratitude. Write 5 things that you're grateful for. In my MRT class while I was in the military, they had us hunt the good stuff the night before or that morning. And this kind of drives positive emotions in us. So when you do this every day, give gratitude, because a lot of people are more, you're well off than a lot of people, than you know. Some people are in worse situations than you. So be thankful for the little things. Be thankful that you can walk outside and breathe the air. Be thankful that you are even getting out of bed, because not everyone has that opportunity to do so. Be thankful that you have food. Be thankful just because you're not in a mansion, you have a roof over your head and you're not on the street. Be thankful that you get another 24 hours to make a change. And what you do with that 24 hours is on you. Take accountability. It is on you. It's a choice. Choose you, or you know you won't get anywhere. Choose you. Hope you guys enjoyed. And I hope that you guys continue to listen in on my podcast. Talk to you soon.